بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Das ist der Schar. Auf Arif Billah, Hazrat Akhtar Sazat Moana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Jalsa-e Qurb-e Mahabbat.
Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقوا میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ تقوا میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہ کر رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہ کر رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے گناہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اعزاز دینا دا گناہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اعزاز دینا دا کہ ان کی آہزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے بشیر مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بشیر مرشد جدر دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر بجن میں بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجن میں بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اما بعد, this very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Awaq Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat has put it in poetic form to teach us how enjoyable is the path of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and thus you'll only learn from the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And here Hazrat is teaching us that a person who comes and realizes that Allah has created us for His love and to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, and you tread this path of the love of Allah and you can't do it alone. The Mashaykh beautifully have mentioned, Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe hain, tum hamare saath chalo. Alone you won't able to tread the path of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are treading on that path. We are treading behind our elders, and they have shown us the road to the path of the love of Allah. So you follow us, and you will also reach there. And this is the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. It's not that they are saying it on their own. Allah Taala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wa kunu masadiqin. O people of Iman, you have become the friends of Allah, but that is just an ordinary level of friendship. Now make an effort to become the very close friends. And that is, get this great wealth of taqwa, that fear of Allah Ta'ala in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And where you will get it, كُونُوا مَأَصْطَادِقِينَ. Allah said, just be with the pious servants, the true pious servants of Allah, that all the time they are worried of two things, that Allah must not be unhappy for a moment. And when I leave the world, Allah Ta'ala must be extremely happy with me. So Hazrat says, when you're treading this path, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes, that certain times a person gets such close proximity to Allah, and he enjoys such closeness. But Hazrat has put it so beautifully, that is not an every occasion. Allah Ta'ala seldom gives that occasion, and that is known as jalsa qurb-e-muhabbat. Jalsa, like that, between the two sajdas, we sit for that small moment. That small moment, Allah Ta'ala gives you sometimes such a sajda, that you become extremely close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is when we make our treatment, that is, we come in the company of our Shaykh, we learn about the ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we pay attention and we beg Allah that nur of taqwa, that nur of muhabbat and ihsan that is in their hearts, let it penetrate our hearts. And as a person makes zikr and continue in the spot, and most important, make an effort to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Then Mawlana Rum Rahmatullahi says, when you get one of those sajdas Allah grants you, that you feel you are so close to Allah Ta'ala, then that sajda is more valuable than owning
over the 200 countries of the world. Not just ruling it, owning this, because that is the greatest gift Allah can bless a person in this world already. Then you are only waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the year after. So Hazrat has put it so beautifully, محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبا کا خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. And this is a very high position. As they tread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get these special occasions that Allah ta'ala gives, which is called some maqam, a high position. Allah blesses people. But we should be just carrying on the path towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that in the path of the love of Allah, sometimes you'll get such occasions coming through your life, that these people, the friends of Allah, you just see their tongues are quiet, they are not talking at all, but zuban khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. In their hearts, they are just crying and thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, how I passed my life. And because of this great regret, and not how they passed their life in sin, like myself, that every time a person gets the ma'rifat of Allah, Allah's azmat increases in his heart. Allah's greatness increases all the time. And every time he thinks, I'm on such a low level still. And he says, Ya Allah, how am I passing my life? I'm not engaging myself with you enough. And we see the position Allah raises all the time. Like the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant when he said, make tawbah. I make tawbah 100 times a day. Not like how with it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was totally pure. What was it? That every moment Allah is giving higher recognition of the love of Allah ta'ala. And Allah's love is unlimited. Allah is unlimited. So all the time. So Hazrat says, when a person has got this worry all the time and concern, how did I pass my life? How am I passing my life? Allah is giving me opportunity to make ibadat, but I'm not doing it properly. Then Allah loves that person. That person realizes that man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba. That person who realizes me, I'm one droplet of dirty, filthy fluid. And Allah allows me in His company, in the company of the friends of Allah, where me and where Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then he cries and he feels hurt about it. And that sigh of deep regret comes out. That, how am I? How am I passing my life? Am I passing it as Allah wants me? Then Allah Ta'ala loves that person. And Allah Ta'ala then blesses him with these close occasions. Then Hazrat explains that the part of the love of Allah Ta'ala is enjoyable. But in the beginning, it's not so easy. If you just follow the mashayikh, then it will become easy. Agar ke rahe taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hai, magar jo aashiq e sadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai. Hazrat says, although in the spark of taqwa, to gain this love of Allah Ta'ala, you'll get many, many griefs that's coming your way. That now your friends are going for a fishing trip, and now it's majlis. Now you just break your heart. Hey, you people go. Me, I have to go and learn the love of Allah. I want to go to the majlis. Or some other attractions attract you. Or there's many, shaitan will bring many attractions in front of you. And this also is the test of Allah Ta'ala. To see whether we are talib-e-sadiq, whether we are sincere. We want this love of Allah. So many attractions and distractions will come. But Hazrat says, and even sometimes you'll even fall into a trap, you'll make a mistake also. And even the close friends of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Those people who got taqwa also, that is sometimes they're unmindful, they'll do an action which is of less the value by Allah Ta'ala. And then they realize, what did I do? And then they become alert, they make tawbah, they make istighfar. So people like myself, as I say so beautifully in this, in another poem, that the spark of this love of Allah Ta'ala, although it might break 100 times in your life, but keep on joining this connection with Allah. Don't break this connection with Allah. And as Hazrat teaches us, that if you are a true lover, jo aashiq e sadiq, if you really truly want the love of Allah Ta'ala, you'll go through this pain. And a little while you'll go through this pain, and Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for you. As Hazrat teaches us, that we say that love be all the time in wuzu, ba wuzu raho. Stay 24 hours in wuzu. It doesn't mean your wuzu is not going to break. your wudu is going to break. But what it means, that after your wudu breaks, don't just wash your hands, make a full wudu. Now it means, even you went to bed, you made wudu, or you had wudu and you slept. The moment your eyes close, your wudu is broken. But because you slept with wudu, you will get the sawab whole night you were in wudu. So similarly, taqwa will break sometimes. Not intentionally, unintentionally. Just make tawbah. And that is why Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, over and over, Allah encourages us that Allah's the doors of rahmat are so wide. Those that committed sins at night, Allah is spreading His hands out till the morning. Come make tawbah. In the day you made sins, till the evening Allah Ta'ala, this month of Ramadan is just for that. That now we just beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. The days of rahmat are going. We should be begging Allah. Allah, don't deprive us of your mercy. But still Allah Ta'ala says, if we didn't take heed, I still open the doors of my forgiveness. So this is the time to turn to Allah and go through this little pain of the heart. And that is what Allah Ta'ala wants to see. That your heart is for me or the heart is for your desires. When you go through this pain, then Hazrat says you will get this close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if you feel, no, this is not for me. Me, I'm still a youngster. I must still enjoy my life. I must still go with my friends, etc. Hazrat says, look at the foolishness of the person who treads the opposite path. Sila ishke majazi ka ye, kaisa ye are toba. Ke aashik rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. That no, I must go out in parties, etc. And you fall into illicit love affairs. Either looking at women on the street, the filthy, dirty woman. Today fantasizing in our mind. Looking on a phone, one picture, and you fantasizing all the time. Hazrat says, what a stupid, foolish thing this is. Are tawbah, we can't even think about it. That how is it that you engage in such fantasizing? And sadly today, people, we are living in a world of fantasy. That looking at snaps and you're getting and your lust is being raised and you want to fulfill your haram desires just in thought. Hazrat says that the foolishness of this person, who you're thinking of, is like a dead idol. Whether it's a picture or even if it's a loving girl or woman, whoever, you're thinking of that, she's like a dead idol and you crying here in your bed for her. She doesn't know a thing about you, and you in your mad world, how foolish it is. Whereas you think of Allah, immediately Allah is with you. Allahu Akbar. So that is the true love. Think of the loving Allah who's always, and Allah who made all those beauties. Hazrat says so beautifully, na kale ko deko, na gore ko deko, unko deko jinhone rang bakshi. Don't look at the white woman or the dark in color woman. Look at that great being who gave them that complexion. How beautiful is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat explains further that when you're on the spot of the love of Allah and you come out of this dirty, filthy lifestyle, just come in the majlis of the friends of Allah with the intention, I want to change my life. Then Hazrat says, you'll see, now you will make one tawbah and Allah Ta'ala will clear your heart. Allah will wipe out your sins. And then as you realize that now, I must save myself from guna, fatao ki agar aayi hai daman par ziyasta istiyahi, to apne aasuo se isko usko dhota rehta hai. That now because of the negligence, you fell into a trap of guna again. You went onto your phone and one pop-up came and instead of looking at the message, you looking at something haram. And then you realize, oh, I messed my clothing. And not the clothing that you got on your body, the clothes of your heart. Your heart you messed, your ruh has become so filthy and dirty. Like you wear new clean kurta and you think you look very, you are white in complete, you are white, you are splendid. But one drop of dirt come, you get worried. And if you don't wash it off, then you become negligent, another one will come, another one will come. More than we worried of our clothes, of the body, we have to be worried of our heart, our ruh. And that is what we came to learn here. And to wash the ruh, it's so easy. You don't have to go and look for water and you don't have to look for soap. Hazrat says, apne aasuo se is usko dhota rehta hai. Just with your tears, Hazrat explained so beautifully in the hadith, true drops Allah loves so much that one drop shed in the fear and the love of Allah Ta'ala, that how could I disobey my Allah? That one drop puts off the whole fire of Jahannam. The other drop of blood of a shaheed, Allahu Akbar, it puts off the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala has made it that the tears are with us. And if we can't cry, pretend that you are crying and Allah Ta'ala will soften their heart. So Hazrat says, you just have to wash your heart with the tears of tawbah. gunegaron ki. And then Hazrat reminds us, you don't know which minute a person realizes, he comes to a gathering, first time, and he thinks, hey, how did I lead my life? I'm supposed to get in the love of Allah, I'm wasting my time in haram. So Hazrat says, gunegaron ki mat taqeer kar, ay zaid nada, ke unki ah wazari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. That don't become so foolish and you think that now I'm the lover of Allah. I go to the khanka, I know about Allah's love. These people, what they know? See how they're spending Ramadan in sun, etc. Hazrat says that is a person who thinks he's disinclined from the world, but he's still immature. Disinclination is that you worried, am I on the path of the love of Allah? You are never, never secure and sure till you reach your qabr. So Hazrat says, never ever look down upon a sinner. You don't know which minute that deep sigh of regret comes in his heart. And Allahu Akbar, the heavens also start crying. In other words, the angels also say, Ya Allah, look at this person. He's crying in your fear that how he wasted his life in haram. And so beautifully it is said in a hadith Qudsi, La'aninul muznibin, ahabbu ilallahi min zajalil musabbihin. That the crying, the sobbing of a sinner, Allah loves that moment more than those who are busy and engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that moment is like a slave, a son who ran away from home and he came back to his father and he says, Ya Allah, oh my beloved father, I know I messed my life. I caused so much problem and now I'm coming back. I want to change. His father takes off all his problems for him, that I will take care of you. So Allah Ta'ala, who greater than all the fathers in the world put together, and all their love is not an iota of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then how we will get this reality to come into our lives. Ye faiz e mursid e kamil jo dard e dil hua hasil, to dil par jalsa e qurbat muhabbat hota rehta hai. Hazrat says, just continue coming to the majlis of a Shaykh e kamil. Our Shaykh Hazrat has blessed us, Allah brought us here. We should come here continuously with the intention for the pleasure of Allah that our islah takes place. Our heart becomes washed. Allah's marifat, azmat comes in the heart. And then a person, as you're treading the path, all the time you are worried. And Ya Allah, don't let me lose this love of yours. And grant me this love in the first place. Then when you are worried and concerned of this, you're making this effort. And it's not our effort, it's only the tawfiq of Allah. It's only Allah's special favor. Then Allah grants a special moment. That sometimes you go in sajda and you just feel that you're just crying your heart out. That, oh Allah, how did I pass my life? And that's sajda, how Allah Ta'ala appreciates. And how Allah bless that person. He soars and gets closer to Allah, we can't imagine. And Hazrat finally mentioned, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے محروم رہتا ہے. Remember, don't be as foolish that you sacrifice your heart to anybody else besides Allah. Everything else besides Allah is dead and they're going to die one day. And Allah Ta'ala, who is absolutely hayyun la yamut, hayyun qayyum, Allah is all loving. Allah will never die. Allah gives life, Allah sustains life. Allah who is most beautiful, most loving, most kind. If you give to your heart to anybody else besides Allah, you have caused the greatest sin of treason. You are Allah Akbar, you're rebelling against Allah Ta'ala. And because of this terrible sin, this crime, Allah Ta'ala deprives us of His true love. We should beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and beg Allah Ta'ala through these Mubarak Majlis that Allah grants us His love out of His kindness.